G'day, Reece Dowden here, and welcome to episode 49 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. And in this quick episode, I just wanted to discuss the gaining of confidence that you should get from other dudes quitting on selection. All right, and this is a pretty interesting thing, and some people probably don't realize that this will happen. But when you turn up to selection from the very first activity, probably from the very first infill in to where you're going to be staying. Or whatever, however they work it on the day, you'll get people quitting. All right, and what I found interesting is that every time somebody quit and I was still there, I really gained confidence out of that. And that's what you want to do. You want to take that confidence out of other people quitting and saying to yourself, "You're still there. You're still doing well. You're still handling it." All right, and there is a big difference, all right, because you get some people, they'll look at someone who they think they've had a preconceived notion that that guy looks good, he looks fit, he looks strong, he looks like a good candidate, and when that guy quits, some people look at that and go, oh shit, if he quit and he was a fucking good operator or what they thought was a good operator, how am I going to get through selection? All right, that's the complete opposite of what you want to do. So when someone, especially someone who looks like they're really good to go and they're a fucking good operator and they're going to pass, when that person quits, you want to look at that and go, oh, well, I'm better and tougher and more resilient than that dude, and that guy has quit, even though he looked like he was going to be a sure thing. That guy quits. I'm going to take the confidence and realize that I'm still here and I'm still doing well. All right, and I am tougher and I'm better and I'm stronger and I'm more resilient than that dude. All right, so that's the way you got to look at it. So you want to have that positive mindset. And it's just a mental shift, okay? Because if you don't take that positivity when you can from these different components throughout selection, you can really fall into that negative mindset and that negative mindset loop or negative feedback loop where you think negatively, that in turn has a physical reaction in your body, and then you start to feel bad, and then all of a sudden you're thinking negative again, and there's that feedback loop. You want to make it that positive feedback loop, okay? So when somebody quits, especially, you look at that and go, I'm better, I'm tougher, I'm going to take the positive from that, okay? That person has quit, I'm still here, I'm still doing really well, all right? I haven't been buzzed off yet, I'm getting through these activities. Even though you may not be doing, performing on some of the activities as you like, all right? You got to let all that shit go, let that negativity go, and then keep performing on the next activity, all right? So that's one example is gaining that confidence from when somebody quits, but you want to take that positive mindset throughout the whole selection process, all right? And be that dude who is positive the whole time. And that can transfer over to your actual team as well. Because if you are that dude that is being positive, especially when the team fucks up or an individual fucks up, and you're the dude that can, level them out and bring them back, on the point of quitting and get them to be positive and get the team to be positive, then that's going to go really well for you during the rate your mates. All right? Not that you want to fake it. I'm not saying fake it or anything, but be that positive team member, not only for yourself, but for your team, all right? So gain that confidence from those quitting, all right? Realize that you are doing well, you are better, you are stronger, you are more fucking resilient than those dudes quit, and that's going to happen from the very first activity on day one of selection, all right? So take that on board. Hope you got something out of this podcast. If you need any help, make sure you hit me up, Reece, R-H-Y-S, at operatoredge.com via email or visit operatoredge.com/selection or hit me up on any of the socials. Reece_Dowden on Instagram is probably the best. Thanks for listening and I'll see you in the next one. Thanks.